Trying to be like Jesus Christ. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Fasting for Katie by Krista Aldridge. My friend Katie was sick. She's in my class at school. She didn't come to school for 2 months. I heard that the doctor didn't know what was wrong with her. Everyone in class wrote get well cards to her. We felt sorry for her. I told my mother about Katie. We talked about it and thought that it was a good idea to fast for her. That Sunday, we prayed and fasted for her. One Sunday, I made cookies and a card for her, and after church, I took them to her house. Her dad took the cookies and the card and said, "She is getting better and is coming to school tomorrow." That made me feel very happy. The next day at recess, we all were so happy that we crowded around her. We were happy to see her again. Krista Aldridge, age 8, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Young Missionaries by Cameron Stevens. A few years ago, my family didn't go to church. Then one day, a friend, Corey, asked me if I wanted to go to church with him. I went for a couple of weeks and then asked my mom to go too. Pretty soon, Mom was called to work in the primary. After church, we told my dad about what we learned. My little brother, Casey, reminded my dad of the word of wisdom. I kept asking my dad to go to church with us. Then one day, he surprised me by saying, "I'm going to go to church." Now we are sealed in the temple. Cameron Stevens, age 10, Heber City, Utah. Helping a Fighting Friend by Melissa Allen. Note, the name Mac has been changed. End of note. Once my friend Mac got into a fight with another friend, George. All the other kids decided to not be Mac's friend anymore. I said that I wouldn't be his friend either. I felt rotten. My mom and dad told me that we were going over to Mac's to talk. I groaned but nodded. I prayed for a plan to help me. I had a very good one. When we went to talk to Mac, I told him, "Mac, I'm going to give you as many chances as you need to be a little nicer." We shook hands on it. The next day at the bus stop, when Mac came, all the kids backed away from him. I went right up next to him and started talking to him. I felt happy for myself that I did the right thing. Reminding Mom by Janet Oviatt. Caden was riding in the van with his mom. Mom had just bought some things at the department store. "I also got some bug tattoos," she told him. She knew that he and his brothers liked to wear these stick-on tattoos. "Why did you waste your money on them?" he asked. "I didn't," she replied. "The store was giving them away free with anything that was bought." "But, Mom, the prophet said that we are not supposed to have tattoos, so why would you take them?" He thought for a minute, then said, "Maybe I could use them as stickers on the front drawers of my dresser." And that is what he did with them. There was no question in his mind about tattoos of any kind. It was a good reminder for Mom. Caden Oviatt, age 5, Sherwood Park, Alberta, Canada. End of the article, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. Exploring.